Well, we've got a yummy beer and a great movie coming together at Russian River Brewing Company. On the line with me is the co-owner of Russian River Brewing, Natalie Chalurzo. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. So this is very exciting. I saw a Facebook post and I thought I'd give you a call about a beer inspired by Alfred Hitchcock. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. So for all of you film noir enthusiasts out there, you probably know Alfred Hitchcock liked to film on location, and he particularly liked Sonoma County, famously filmed The Birds, of course, and then also reportedly his favorite movie was Shadow of a Doubt, which was filmed on location primarily in Santa Rosa in, I believe, 1943. We always thought that would be a really great name for a porter. And so several years ago, Vinny and I decided to make an Imperial Porter, which is basically a little bit stronger, a little higher in alcohol, really, really rich flavors, and just a wonderful, like, fall winter beer.
Mm-hmm.
And we named it Shadow of a Doubt. We had a graphic designer come up with a label that has kind of film noir movie poster look on it, and it has the old train station, the Santa Rosa train station, which is famously featured in the film. It's got a train on it, and it's really, really cool. So yeah, we're super excited. So this is our annual release of Shadow of a Doubt Imperial Porter, and for the first time, something I've wanted to do for a long time is we're having a movie screening here at the Windsor Brewery in the beer garden. I bought a giant blow-up screen.
Nice.
Just sitting in a box in my office.
Okay.
Right now. And we paid the licensing fees, so we're doing it all
right on
and everything. And so on October 17th at dusk, or about a little after sunset, we will be showing the movie here in Windsor outside in the beer garden. We will put some heaters out if it's cold, and people can come and grab a beer or another beverage at the bar and go and sit outside. And people are encouraged to bring their low beach chairs.
Mm-hmm.
It will mostly be seating on the pavers, so it won't be like on grass or anything.
Got it. Okay.
Because we'll have the screen out on the grass, and we'll be mostly under the shade sails we have. So hopefully it won't be raining, but you never know that time of year.
Right.
Yeah, and so we just thought it would be really fun. We've always wanted to show the movie in conjunction with the beer release, and we're really excited we're doing it for the first time on October 17th.
That is so cool. Is it Vinny's job to inflate the screen, or is somebody else going to do
that
one?
No, I think it will be me and a couple of my hospitality team are going to figure out how to blow up the screen. I think the harder part, it's not hard to blow it up, it's deflating it and then trying to figure out how to get it back into
the box.
Bag.
It never will. You know, you're going to have to get something bigger for it.
Exactly. You know, like when you get an inflatable mattress and you blow it up and you're like, great, it totally worked. And then there's no way that it goes into, like, back into the box.
Right.
You'll
right.
never do that.
That's so fun. So describe this beer for us. You mentioned that it's in an Imperial Porter. What kind of ABV does it have?
Yeah, so it's about 9.9% alcohol, so it's up there. It's a winter warmer, but it has, because of the dark malts that we use, it exhibits a lot of notes of chocolate, tobacco, raisin, dark fruits. It's really a luscious beer, if you will.
Mm.
A lot, you know, we're really known for our very hop-forward IPAs as well as our sour barrel-aged beers. So this is kind of something that's a little different from what we're known for. Porter, actual porter, normal porter, was the first beer ever brewed at Russian River Brewing Company in 1997.
Okay.
Out at Corbell. And so this is a different porter. This is it's an Imperial porter, so it's a bigger porter. But so we're not really known for our dark beers, but it's really, really tasty. And so we will be packaging it and releasing it next week on draft and in bottles on the 4th. And so people are welcome to come check it out at the pub earlier, at either pub, our Santa Rosa or Windsor pub. And then we'll be doing the movie premiere on October 17th. So we'll still have the beer available, and people can enjoy it then as well. But it's really a wonderful beer. So I hope you get a chance to taste it.
Nice. Now, the screening on October 17th at your Windsor location, do you have to buy a ticket for that or reserve a space?
No, it's free admission. We're not really sure what to expect. Mm-hmm. It's the first time we've ever done a movie screening outdoors like this. We don't serve food in the beer garden because of our adjacency to the wetlands here, but we will, if the weather is nice, we'll try to have the patio open. So we do have the dog-friendly patio area that's like indoor-outdoor, where we serve food, and you can bring your dogs and, you know, have the full experience with your pets. And so we're hoping that people will come and be able to sit in there, even if we have to crank the heaters and open the doors to be able to see the film. But what I would encourage people to do is to come and grab a bite to eat first.
There you go.
And then grab a beverage and head out and watch the movie. So yeah, it's kind of tiers down from the pub. So we're kind of envisioning we'll put some higher chairs up on the higher levels.
Got it.
And then down below, maybe people could bring their own low chairs. Mm-hmm. A blanket might not be real comfy because it is on concrete. But,
yeah, maybe with some padding underneath it, one of those like little cushions that you take to the ballpark or something like that.
An air mattress.
Air mattress. We want all inflatables there. Bring your pool inflatable.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Don't bring that.
Exactly. Yeah. So we don't really know what to expect, but it is free admission. Probably not. I mean, it is rated PG.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really recommend it for children.
No.
Not only would it be boring, but, you know, there is murder and mayhem.
Spoiler alert. There you go. Yeah.
In a black and white sort of way.
Right. It's a pretty cool film, though. Listen closely and you will hear KSRO mentioned in the background of that film.
Oh, no way. That's
way.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
it's totally cool. There's at one point there's like a news alert or something on the radio, and it is KSRO, which is quite fun.
That's super cool. That's neat that you know that too.
Yeah.
And the movie was filmed on location. It takes place at the Santa Rosa train station. There's scenes from Old Courthouse Square, and then of course the house that's on
McDonald
Avenue.
Yeah.
So it's such a great film. Joseph Cotten and what's her name is in the movie. Joseph Cotten. Who's the other one?
Oh,
I don't know. I just had the poster open. But anyway, it's fantastic. So I hope people will come and join us, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, yeah. Is it Teresa Wright? No, she plays the young Charlie.
Teresa Wright.
Yeah,
yep,
okay.
She plays the young Charlie, and Joseph Cotten plays Uncle Charlie. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Fun movie. As you mentioned, it is Alfred Hitchcock's favorite that he loved of his movies. And it's got all the Santa Rosa, Sonoma County connections. So super, super fun. Now, since you've purchased this inflatable movie screen, does that mean that you want to try out more movies maybe in the summer?
I don't know. We'll see how this one goes.
All right, this is the trial run.
This is the trial run, yeah. The problem with summer is that it doesn't get dark until
That's
so
true.
Late.
Right, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then, you know, it's past my bedtime. And, you know, then we're starting to show movies at like 9 o'clock at night.
That's true.
So man, this could be like a shoulder season event.
There
like
we go.
Spring and fall.
Spring and fall. Okay, I like
so,
that.
I mean, I'm sure we'll do something else with the screen. I didn't realize the licensing fees were so expensive.
Oh, okay. There you go. There's that too.
For movies. And, you know, we're not going to charge admission to come and see a movie. But, you know, we would, I think we will. I think it's fun. I mean, now we have an investment in this ginormous screen. So
there
we'll
you go.
See. But
love it.
It's, it's kind of cool. I'm excited. I love the film. So I can't wait to sit and have a shadow of a doubt while watching the movie at the brewery. I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's so cool. So there's another beer that is seasonal, but every 4 years. So let me ask you about Pliny for President. Is this coming back?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so Pliny for President is on tap now.
Great.
At both pubs. It is a little bonus batch that we made. Let me make sure that it's on tap because I just got back from the Pacific Northwest for hop selection. And Vinny and I literally just got back, so I'm a little out of the loop right now, but I will check on our website real quick. But yes, Finding for President, in 2020, yes, it is still on tap.
Great.
And in cans at both pubs for a limited time. So in 2020, you remember 2020?
Yep.
What a fun year that was. And so Vinny and I were like, so Pliny's always run for president ever since we've opened our pub downtown. But 2020 was the first year that we were planning to make a beer of the same name. And so we decided, well, we're going to have to wait to brew Pliny for President until the pubs reopen. So once this pandemic thing is over, then we'll release the beer, right?
Oh, no.
So that's what we first thought was going to happen. And then as time was going on, we're like, I don't think that's going to happen.
Ugh.
And so we decided to brew Pliny for President, which was a double dry hopped version of Pliny the Elder, which then turned into our double dry hopped or DDH Pliny the Elder, which we still make now.
Mm-hmm.
But we ended up selling it all online back then because
wow. Because you couldn't open. Yeah, you couldn't open.
Yeah, and so that was the first time we did it, and that was actually kind of fun. And so people all over California had the opportunity to taste Pliny for President for the very first time while quarantined in their homes. So here we are 4 years later. Vinny spent the better part of last year working on a new recipe for a new Pliny for President. So this year's Pliny for President is a triple dry hopped IPA. So it's not a double IPA. It's an IPA. It's about 7% ABV, which is nice. I kind of like to describe it as it's an even more hopped up Pliny light,
mm-hmm,
if you will.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's just slightly lower in alcohol. So you can actually have a couple and not feel too bad about it. but it's a really nice beer. It's super hop forward, really, really fresh hops, has a great taste. And we have it on tap right now. It's just a quick bonus batch. And then the last batch we're brewing on Monday. The last batches we're brewing on Monday. And those will be the final batches for cans and for distribution as well. And
okay.
So it'll be released probably around mid to late October, right around the time we're doing the film screening, actually.
There you go.
And then, because we want to make sure that it's available for the election. So we hope that everybody grabs a 4-pack of Pliny for President and has it on election night after you voted, of course, watching the results with a little Pliny for President in your hands.
That's great. And it's one thing that both parties can unite behind because Pliny for President is
yeah.
a great idea.
Yes. Yeah. Pliny is running for the keg party. So it is a bipartisan party.
Yeah, right.
The new party is emerging.
That's super fun. And I love the merch that you have associated with this. I got a couple of buttons and shared them with Larry Olson, my former partner here. And I wear it proudly. It's a great button.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we have yard signs, too, if anybody
oh, cool.
wants to support our candidate
okay.
in their front yard. We have our whole street where Vinny and I live has the yard signs up, so it's a lot of fun to drive down our street. We've got pennants, hats, shirts, coffee mugs, kind of in the old Nixon era kind
yeah.
of coffee mug. Yeah, we've got a lot of fun stuff. We're having a good time with it this year.
Oh, that's so great. All right. So are those available now? You said it at both
mm-hmm.
the Santa Rosa and Windsor locations, as well as cans. We can get them at both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You can get the cans. You can get drafts. You can get all of our cool merch. Merch is also available at both pubs and online. So if you wanted to gift somebody some merch, I know your listeners are mostly here. So
yeah.
If you wanted to buy something and send somebody a gift, you can do that online as well.
Oh, that's super fun. Thanks so much, Natalie. And then we'll see you on October 17th at the Windsor location for the screening and for a drinking of Shadow of a Doubt.
Great. Thanks so much, Michelle. And it's always great to catch up with you.
Nice to talk with you as well. That is Natalie Chilurzo. She is co-owner of Russian River Brewing. Find them online at RussianRiverBrewing.com.